house.
Girl, I hear music. What is it? If a house is not a home.
Ladies, your eaves are dropping.
You look great. You know, Whitley hasn't come out of her room all week, so
we were
just busted. Come on from over there.
Okay, tell us the truth. Are she and Dwayne Splitsville?
Now, as resident assistant, I'm officially changing the subject.
We have a very important
dorm dedication ceremony coming up, and I really think...
Wait a minute. I heard she gave the Wayne the ring back.
No.
What? No, I heard she swallowed it.
Hello, my sisters.
Whitley, you look great.
That's what I look. Haven't you ever seen fashions from the motherland before?
Not on you.
I intend to put the chic back into dashiki.
We were just discussing the dorm dedication ceremony.
And what a ceremony it's gonna be. Kim, you be in charge of the auditions. I'm gonna do the art exhibit. Come on, people, let's get busy! Whoa, 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 whoa!
Whitley! Are you okay?
Never been better.
Take cover, she's gonna blow.
When the saints go marching in. I said, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Right on in. Not out, buddy.
Thank you, next.
Quickly.
Just cold.
I would like to perform a selection from For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Was Enough. Thank you. That was lovely.
That's just the title.
Well, make it snappy, Winifred.
Take your time, Winifred.
Thank you. I can't hear anything but mounting screams and a slow straight of death. And you promise me, somebody, anybody, sing a black girl song.
Well, now we know why colored girls consider suicide.
Oh, whoa. Look, remember, she's in pain. Whitley, I thought you were in charge of the exhibit and I was in charge of the audition.
I'm sorry, Kimberly. I was just trying to bring out the best in my sisters.
Whitley, are you okay?
Why do you keep asking me that?
First, because you're dressed up like a disco babe from Botswana. And second, you haven't said a word about Dwayne.
Kimberly, why do women feel that they have to define themselves in terms of men? From now on, sisterhood is my solace. Maya Angelou, Leontine Price, Marian Anderson, Angela Davis. We must use these women as examples to keep us strong.
Whoa! Now,
open up,
Whitley, what is this?
Mammy. She's part of my exhibit, From Mammy to Modern Times.
Oh, my.
About how African-American women have struggled to survive. She's a part of who we are.
She's a part of me? I don't think so. No way.
She's a powerful symbol of our struggle, Lena.
She's right, my sisters.
Did you just agree with me?
Disturbing, isn't it?
Lena, have you ever read a real-life slave journal?
You know, I's a been meaning to.
Why don't you carry your little ignorant behind to the Gilbert Archives? You could learn something about slavery and the Civil War and my fantastic family.
I'm not going to learn anything about myself by looking at this.
That's right.
Kimmy, in order to neutralize a stereotype, we have to reclaim it.
Yeah, she's right. It's called reappropriating the symbols of our oppressors.
Thank you, my sister.
Don't push it.
Just because they put her face on a pancake box, that doesn't mean that's who she really was.
Freddie, Mammy is a racist stereotype, period.
That smile is not laughter, it is fear.
Well, if it wasn't for Mammy, you wouldn't be here.
Thank you, Mr. Gaines.
All Mammy did was cook up the victuals.
Well, that's all I do for you. Well, you know, some black people forget their folklore. Now, that's what makes us strong.
even if it's demeaning.
Oh, please, honey, I don't look like that. Y'all don't look like that. I say get a mirror and get a sense of humor.
Well, some of us don't think it's funny, Gina.
I know, honey. All of us have our crosses to bear. Personally,
I've often been told I look just like Lena Horne.
You are sick.
Dwayne, would you stop thinking about Whitley? Listen carefully. Your mother is so black. When she wears orange lipstick, she looks like a cheeseburger. Come on, Dwayne, snap out of it. Come back to me. Your mother is so fat, she jumped in the air and got stuck.
Yeah.
Wait. Your mother is so black, when they pour hot water in her head, coffee comes out of her mouth. Your mama's hair so nappy, when she braided, it looked like stitches.
It's not funny!
What's wrong with her?
Can we just do it, Douglas?
Well, just listen to yourself. She's black, she's fat, she's nappy. If you really knew where the dozens come from, you wouldn't want to be laughing about it.
Listen to this. The expression dozens comes from slave auctions. If they didn't think you were prime quality, you were sold by the dozen.
Well, I know I wouldn't be in that group.
Hey, has anyone seen Kim?
No. Now, listen to this. Old master told the little slave children the stork brought the white babies to their mothers, but you were all hatched out of buzzards' eggs.
Oh, no, they did.
Oh, them good old days on the plantation.
Oh, Kim.
Hey, what's up, Kim? You should really check this stuff out. Slave journals from the Gilbert Archives? Some real heavy stuff.
No, thanks.
Kim, I just wanted to apologize for what happened this afternoon. I didn't mean...
Let's just drop it, okay?
Kimberly, I need to talk to you about the performance portion of the ceremony.
Okay, Whitley, I need a favor.
Yeah.
Don't put these mammies on display.
Why?
I really don't want to get into it right now.
Kimberly, you're not listening to me. We have to embrace our history. How else can we deal with it?
You're just doing this to get your mind off your personal life. I'm asking you...
That is an ugly untruth.
Well, so is this. You do the show, I quit.
Mr. Gaines, I've just learned to keep on keeping on.
Yeah, you and Gladys.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Okay. And you?
Okay, too. Okay, too.
Nice tie.
You chose it.
I know.
Oh, is this a bad time?
Not at all, Miss Lena. Excuse us.
I went to the Gilbert Archives like you suggested, and I found out a lot of interesting things, especially about your family.
Yes, I'm very fortunate to have come from such a rich and diversified African-American family.
Now, diversified is right. I mean, imagine coming from an African-American family that owned over 100 slaves.
Are you saying that my family owned slaves? Black slaves?
Back in the early 1800s, you had a relative named Jeremiah.
Great-great-great-granddaddy Jeremiah? He was a freed slave. He got rich from making cotton gins.
And part of his wealth went into buying slaves.
There must be some mistake.
No. This doesn't look like a mistake. That's a reproduction of a bill of sale. Your great-great-granddaddy had just bought 10 new slaves. Now, he was a free man of color, but he was also a black master.
But, Lena, I didn't know that black people owned other black people.
Only a few did. Now we know why you're so bossy. It's DNA. Them no good ancestors.
Lena, wait a minute.
Hello, muckraker, you.
Lena, let's just keep this our little secret.
So in other words, keep my mouth shut.
That's such an ugly, yet accurate way of putting it. Here's a little something for you.
Whitley, Whitley, Whitley. That's not even my style.
Put that down, Mr. Gates.
What?
Never again will I let a brother get dishpan hands on my account.
Well, I wear rubber gloves.
Yeah, good night, Gray. Kimberly Reese, you've been acting catched all week.
Mr. Gaines, I'm pre-med. I know the difference between median behavior and psychosis.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a short order cook, and I know the difference between ketchup and hot sauce.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Gaines. Mm. It's this dorm dedication ceremony tomorrow night. Mm. Whitley put me in charge of the entertainment, and I can't handle it right now.
Well, Dr. Reese, for your particular ailment, may I prescribe to you a couple of my pecan paleo cookies?
I just lost my appetite, Mr. Gaines.
Kimberly Reese, what's wrong with you?
I hate these things. You know what I want to say to Whitley? It's easy for you. Who does this look like, me or you?
This what you think you look like?
Mr. Gaines, when I was a little girl, Halloween used to be my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
One year, I wore gold earrings, a beautiful scarf, and a flowing skirt. I was a Nubian princess. And there was this costume contest in my grade school, and I really wanted to win. And I did. And I was so proud when they called my name. And I went up on stage, and as they were handing me silver dollar, the principal announced first prize to Kimberly Reese as Aunt Jemima. You know, the worst part is, Mr. Gaines, I just took the silver dollar and smiled. I guess that's how people see me.
Well, how do you see yourself?
I don't know. I look in the mirror and I see Kimberly Reese, always getting straight A's, always polite, always smiling, but that's not me. It's a mask.
Do you know why Mammy is smiling?
Huh?
Because she knows the treasure that she's got inside. My great-great-grandmother was a mammy. Strong, full of love. Yeah, kept the family together. Now, that's nothing to be ashamed of. You should be proud. You know what I see when I look at you? I see a beautiful Nubian princess from Columbus, Ohio.
Oh.
Yes, is this the Green residence in Culpeper, Mississippi? Hi, Mrs. Green. This is Whitley Gilbert. You don't know me, but there's someone at my door. Just hold one skinny little moment. Okay, thank you.
Whitley,
I'm sorry, Dwayne, I'm on a long distance call.
Well, things have been really awkward between us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we haven't spoken in over a week.
Be with you in a moment, Miss Green. Spit it out, Dwayne.
I was just hoping that we could be friends.
Yeah. Like buddies. Like pals. Like homeboys. Oh. I'm sorry, Miss Green. This is Whitley Gilbert, and I just have a personal question for you. It may seem a little strange, but I think my family might have owned your family in 1835. And I just feel so bad.
Do you know what your ancestors were doing at 18? Hello?
Whitley, the ceremony's about to start. Come on.
Is that you, Freddie?
Come on.
At first, we all had a problem with Mammy. But thanks to our dorm director, we've learned a lot of interesting things. So, we would like to dedicate this performance to Miss Whitley Gilbert.
Miss Gilbert, where are you going? This performance is dedicated to you.
I can't stay, Mr. Gaines. I don't really belong here. I'm not one of the sisters.
Well, what are you talking about?
I found out that my great-granddaddy used to own slaves. And I don't know how any black person can justify the enslavement of other black people.
Well, I've heard of black men who was rich enough to buy back their own wives and children, but that's your ancestors, not you. I'm sick of all this talk about this color and that color and who did what to who when. Now, just look at the people in this room. It's a rainbow of colors, and the entire rainbow is pretty. Now, just look.
That grins and lies, that hides our cheeks and shades our eyes. This debt we pay to human guile, with torn and bleeding hearts we smile.
Oh, I wish I were in the land of cotton, old time there and I've forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Oh, I wish I were in Dixie, away, away. In Dixieland, I take my stand to live and die in Dixie.
Someone's in the kitchen with dinner. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Yowza, yowza, yowza. I don't know nothing about birth and no babies. Oh, mammy. Yowza, yowza, yowza.
Giovanni's poem, Mr. Gaines, and you.
Yeah. That was wonderful, my sister.
Thank you, my sister.
Jim, your mama...
Don't talk about my mama, Ron.
Your mama's daughter is so beautiful.
Ron Johnson is speechless.